Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Widows of Malabar Hill by Sujata Masi. Narrated by Sunila Nankani. 1921. Chapter 1. A Stranger's Gaze. Bombay, February 1921. On the morning Parveen saw the stranger, they'd almost collided. Parveen had come upon him half-hidden in the portico entrance to Mystery House. The unshaven, middle-aged man appeared as if he'd slept for several days and nights in his broadcloth shirt and the grimy cotton dhoti that hung in a thousand creases from his waist to his ankles. His small, squinting eyes were tired, and he exuded a rank odor of sweat mixed with betel nut. A visitor to Mystery Law this early was rare. The firm was located in Fort, Bombay's first settlement. Although the old wall had been taken down, the district was still a fortress of law and banking, with most openings between 9 and 10. Assuming the man was a sad sack client, Parveen glanced down, not wanting him to feel overly scrutinized. The idea of a woman solicitor was a shock to many, but when Parveen glanced down, she was disconcerted to see the man wasn't poor at all. His thin legs were covered by black stockings, and his feet were laced into scuffed black leather brogues. The only place men wore British shoes and stockings with their dhotis was Calcutta, about 1,200 miles away.